Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Where the party gonna have? Out in the St. John's swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Oh, folks, how are you? This is TJ with my father, Tom Viscardi. You folks, we've all talked about Marco Bill. We heard he was a little bit under the weather. We just wanted to make sure that everybody said a prayer for him this evening. Dad, how are you tonight?
50%.
And you folks,
okay.
Bear with me. I'm trying to work the switchboard and all that. I do apologize, but we're going to get this. Hey, Father, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. Can you hear me, son?
I got you. We're on. We got this going. We're good. Sorry, folks, for the interruption, like I said.
Fantastic. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while since I've been on. I went under the knife. I was had some oral surgery with probably one of the greatest, and I mean greatest, dental doctors in the world. His name is Dr. Nick Long, ladies and gentlemen, and he's out in San Jose, California, and I've got to tell you, I've given him a new moniker. I've labeled him the people's dentist. No fuss, no muss, no bullshit. When did I tell you, son? And all you listeners around the globe, it would be worth your while to fly to San Jose, California. I drove 45 minutes each way. This man is, he's a godsend. I guess that's the way of putting it. God sent him on this earth to do a job, and that's the reason why I call him the people's dentist. TJ, people are in that chair no more than, and I'm talking about, I went through a bunch of extractions and what have you. Mm-hmm. I wasn't right in there more than 20 minutes. But I'll tell
how
you
long?
This. 20 minutes, that was it, man. He did his deed. Bing, bang, boom, and you're out. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, this guy knows, excuse the expression, folks, his shit, period, end of report. I have never in my life seen a guy, he don't mess around, not much for words, but he knows what he's doing, and he gets it done. And if you're not happy, he'll make sure that you do not leave until you are and that you've got that smile on your face. Ladies and gentlemen,
I love that.
Dr. Nicholas Long on the Alameda in San Jose, California. The guy is so sought after that his family says, hey, Papa, my dear husband, can you come home for a while? So he's changed his life. He works 6 hours a day, 4 days a week, but he crams the people in there. He does the job that needs to be done. And let me tell you something, folks. Take it from the Bigfoot Hunter. I hate Dennis. I can't stand Dennis. But you know what? This is not a normal dentist. This guy is the people's dentist. He's there to help you. He's there to work with you. He's there to make it right. And for those of you who don't have a lot of money, he'll work things out with you. Believe me, I've seen him do it, okay? This guy is like a healer in the dentist profession, as these healers are out there in their prayer tents. I've never seen things like that coming to him in wheelchairs, okay? I freaked out. But the key to it is he knows what he's doing. So remember the name, Dr. Nicholas Long, on the Alameda. Real simple name, L-O-N-G, San Jose, California. You'll see it's he has his lab connected to his office. He's got six chairs in there. He works them all at the same time. That's why he gets them in, gets them out, make sure you got smiles. And let me tell you something. For the Bigfoot Hunter to go through this, and to sit here and talk on the radio about it, trust me, because if he was no good, you know I'd tell you that too. And I'd be banning the guy. This guy is so top-notch, folks. I give him my seal of approval, A. Anybody wants to know about him, you call me. I remember the last time we talked about it, I got six or seven calls, and I said, well, wait, my sister was going through it. I'm going to go through it. I'm telling you now, I'm making a public announcement around the globe, folks, around the globe. Dr. Nicholas Long, the guy is phenomenal, okay? He's the people's dentist. He's straight. He's honest. No bullshit. No fuss. No muss. You get what you pay for. And guess what? You're getting a talent du jour. All right. We're going to talk about him as I go down the line throughout the coming weeks. The next thing I want to talk to folks is about my co-host, Marco Bill. In the last week, folks, we almost lost him. I got a call from Jerry. Jerry got a call, who is his son, and said to me, Tom, pray a lot because they don't think he's going to make it through the night. Well, you guys know how strong my brother Bill is. He's something else, man. You know, ladies and gentlemen, 15 years ago, I guess, is it this month, Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah, 15 years ago, August. Okay?
Yeah.
We're the longest-running Bigfoot show in the world, ever. Nobody has run this long, folks. And that's the reason why we've got 4.5 billion listeners around the globe. I don't know how many countries, 17 countries or some crap. He knows all of the details, Marco Bill. But he's laid up in the hospital right now, folks. And those prayers that you gave and called me with last week for me and him, I want to tell you I thank you from the bottom of my heart and his heart. And guess what? He pulled through. When Jerry called me yesterday and said, Tom, we didn't think we got him. We thought we were gone. He was gone. And guess what, folks? He's still with us, and he's coming back stronger each and every day. We will be giving you updates on TJ. Make sure you do it on Facebook, too, would you, son?
I will.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
Okay. And I got to tell you, he's strong as a bull. This guy, he's not ready. God did not call him home. Okay? And the devil didn't take him neither. So he's still with us. He's my brother, and he'll be my brother forever. And keep those prayers coming in, folks. We really need it. Now, let's get to the world of Bigfoot. And, you know, I get a call today. It was amazing, all right? Those of you know, I'm traveling right now. Did travel. I'm at my destination point. And it's an amazing situation, and I'll tell you why. I get a call from Kentucky, and then a follow-up call from Florida. And they're telling me the story about the migrational route of these creatures that they were experiencing when they had called, okay? And one of the guys, his name was Paul, he says, Mr. Biscardi, he says, the only reason why I'm calling you, he says, you're the only one in your organization are the only ones that come out and do anything about this. And I told him, I said, I appreciate it, and thank you very much for calling us and giving us the first shot. He says, well, the other people don't even pick up their phones. What do you think of that, TJ? They don't even pick up their phones. So they all get into the Bigfoot business, ladies and gentlemen, and they all wait by the phones to see what kind of action's going on. And then when they find out there is action, nobody's there to pick up the phone. Makes a lot of sense, don't it? For morons, that's for sure. But nevertheless, look, the cream rises to the top, folks, and we get the calls, and what do? We find them bona fide. We send out one of our crews around the country. Want to share that story with you. Tommy, I hear that we got Rocky on the phone. Is he there?
We sure do, Pop. He's right there.
Let me say hello to Rocky. Rocky, you out there, son?
I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rocky. He's not, well, shit. He's old enough to be my son, maybe in another world, but he's actually a brother. He's out there in Arkansas, folks. You know who he is. He's the only one that wrestled the bear and then lived to talk about it. And sure miss you, buddy. How's things going? Any action out there in Arkansas? What's the weather been like? Did I lose him, TJ?
I'm here.
Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, I hear you.
I did. Okay. I said, what's the weather
Rocky,
like out
you're breaking
there?
Up. Find a spot, brother.
Well, let me step in this room. The weather is great.
Can you hear? It's good? It's good?
Yes,
yep.
It is.
Gotcha. We hear you.
Okay, cool. All right.
But the chiggers are out.
Oh, I hate them son of a bitches. Don't talk to me about chiggers. You know that. I was in the hospital, remember? 362 bites.
Both my legs are just look like an era Indian corn.
Let's get one of those beavers over there to chew them out. How's that?
There you go.
Yeah. It's good to hear your voice, Rocky. Everything good?
Yeah, everything is great. And I want everybody to understand we're praying for Marco. The fact is he's tougher than a $2 steak. So don't count him out. Just keep on praying.
Hey, we sure can use that. And thank you for your 2 cents on that. How's the Swede doing?
He's here.
I figured he'd be on.
He's here with
us. Yeah, I'm on here.
Hey, Swede, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to hear your voice, buddy. Things well with you and the family?
Yeah, just fine. We've been working and getting along, waiting for fall to come, and been hanging out with my buddy Rocky, and we've been talking and doing our thing, and it's all good.
You
You didn't make any more of those 120-mile treks in the mountain, did you?
No.
Hell no.
Not no, but hell no. I feel you.
You know, that was a wonderful thing. You know, Marco, we were just talking about Marco. Marco thought that was just the coolest thing that ever did. And I'll tell you what, we didn't want to let him down, but it was physically demanding to the point where we're not ever going to do that again. Rocky said, if you want to do it again, forget it.
I told him he could do it with somebody else, but don't even bother calling me with it.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear your voice too, sweet, and thank you for what you've done for us so much in the past, for me and my boys and my team and our company. I really appreciate it, man. You know.
Sure.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you three guys handle the show. I've got a lot of things I have to take care of, but I wanted to make sure and give a shout out for my co-host and my brother, Marco Bill. And we'll be praying. And Marco, if you're listening there on Mark on Blog Talk Radio right now in that hospital bed, we love you, man. And thousands of things have come in from all over the world, all over the globe for your speedy recovery and that you make it. And we know you're going to make it, buddy. Kudos and salutations until next week. You guys handle the show. Bye-bye.
Outstanding. We got it.
Bye, Tom.
You know, guys.
Bye, Tom. Good to hear your voice, too.
Not knowing what's going on and figuring this out, I mean, come on, you know. I'm running the switchboard. I do apologize for getting on a little bit late here trying to figure it out. I didn't realize there was a host number and a host key. You had to do all that stuff. So, folks, you know, we're here. We love you. We're the Bigfoot Live Radio Show, and we're here to take care of you. That's all that matters. Right, guys?
Right. Absolutely.
All right. Right. Hey, there you go, Doyle. That's my buddy Doyle.
I heard Doyle.
Yeah. I heard Doyle in there.
That's Doyle from Kentucky.
You know I am.
Yeah, brother, you're always here. Folks, we're going to hit a commercial real quick and come on back on the back side of the thing here. Let me figure the right button. There we go. Ah, I think so. Commercial. It's a pain in the ass, this thing. We got Ernie here tonight.
Yep.
Once these buttons work, I'll figure it out, guys. But we're all there.
1967. My whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Lundgren. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Bigfoot lives a movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
You know, folks, Bigfoot Live Radio Show has been going on 15 years here coming up, in a few days. You know, we want to thank all our listeners and everybody that supported us in the last 15 years because we couldn't do it without you. There's no way. And you know something, folks? We're going to do something a little special tonight. I know I got Rocky, I got the Swede, I got Ernie, and I got Doyle Halcombe all on tonight. So I want to play you something, and I want you guys to hear it, and then I want you to comment on it. Here's number one. Okay, gentlemen. So what did you just hear?
A language.
Okay, yeah. I don't care what anybody says. That was not me when I was driving to Colorado and you was sitting over on the passenger side asleep. No, that was the Sierra.
No, man.
That was the Sierra sounds, right?
It was.
That was the
it
one.
It was, bro.
Okay.
That's a language.
It's a language, exactly. Does anybody know what Bigfoot was saying there?
That I don't know. I'm not a good translator.
Oh, God. But it was a Sierra Sounds. It was recorded back in 1973 by Ron Moorhead. And I got one more for you. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Right there, just seen movement right through there.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's a new one on me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing right now. I will promise you I'll all this.
Yep.
Doyle Halcombe was not on that video or audio or whatever it was because I was drunk at home.
That was the Sierra Sounds. But they recorded that from the other side of the valley. It was also Ron Moorhead back in the day when he was on the other side of the valley with a recording device and another researcher. And those were the creatures before they got close to them. You know. Now,
wow.
Here it is. Here's the last one, guys. You ready?
Yes. Yes.
That was me driving to Colorado.
No, that was the Elusive Temptations singing My Girl. Oh, you're going to hear a lot of them tonight, guys. You really are.
Oh, TJ, you know
hey,
what?
TJ.
Hey. Now, TJ,
one at a time.
TJ,
one at a time.
Might have been like Daughters of the Bigfoot.
Yeah, that
think
was
about it.
Daughters of the Bigfoot. My girl, talking about my girl.
I thought that might have been Rob Price trying to get a date.
They were all big girls. They were all boys.
Oh, the Swede hit it hard. Rob Price getting a date.
Girl.
Holy. Oh, this is a family show. Gee,
well, you know, oh, I mean, I got to give Rob a hard time. You know how it goes. That was a perfect opportunity. I didn't want to miss it.
You know something? Hold on 1 second. I'm going to call Rob Price right now. Get him on the show. Sweet. Just because. You guys keep talking. I'm bringing him in. We're going to do this. Are you kidding me? It's been too long.
Bring Rob in. Bring Rob in.
Rob, you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Rocky.
Hey.
Let's bring Rob in. Let's give him a hard time.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Oh, God.
You were on the Bigfoot Live radio show, and we were talking shit about you. So we wanted to bring you on live so you could answer the questions and not think we were talking behind your back. How you doing, Rob?
I just was asleep.
Down in Arkansas. Wake up, Rob. Because it's your birthday.
What am I waking up about?
You got to wake up. It's Bigfoot radio time, big boy. Get up.
Yeah,
it's
just
now,
Master.
Oh, was that Rocky talking to Rob? Oh, no, I thought I heard Swede.
No, that was me. That's like 9:32, Rob. Where you at?
At the house.
8:32?
9:32?
You sleep
at
8:32?
No, it's 9:30. It's time to go to bed.
9:30.
9:30, Rob.
I am, Rob. That part got to sleep that early. You don't do it quite regularly.
Well, we were just checking up on you, Rob.
Oh, that's nice. How you guys doing?
Rob, I've only known you for a short time, but you must be really sleepy because you're not saying a whole hell of a lot.
No, I had a long day at work and I got to get up early in the morning.
Boy, I hear you.
We'd call you live from the Bigfoot Live radio show and bust your balls. Because
well,
guess what?
I figured as much.
We were listening to some great music, and the Swede says, that sounds like Rob Youngblood trying to get a date.
What the hell has music got to do with anything?
Oh, well, here we go, brother.
Oh,
here we go. Here we go.
Oh, God, that sounds like your dad's music.
Because we know you peg, brother. We know you peg.
Oh, okay. That's how it's going to go tonight.
Oh, God, Rob, we had to call you, brother. We do apologize. No, we don't. Is anybody sorry for calling Rob?
No.
Sweet.
Hell no.
Sweet.
Oh, I didn't really think of apologizing when he said that dad music. You know, he is meaning me. You know, that was
yeah. I'm sorry.
It sounded like something Chief was listening to.
No, he was listening.
You know,
we were listening to some vocalizations that what's his name had recorded and.
Please tell us what this is, Rob. Answer our questions, Rob.
I can't hear all of you at the same time. You're going to have to go one at a time.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
We have to ask you, was that the last girl you were with?
What?
It
sounds like somebody's been playing with the soundboard.
I just want to know, was she a squirter or a screamer?
This show went off the rails tonight.
Oh, you know something? Check it out. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, today, me and Ernie called the guy in Sarasota, or Florida. And, you know, he was a great guy. He talked about Bigfoot. Didn't he, Ernie?
Yes, he did. As a matter of fact, he called me back, and I gave him your number. I don't know if he's listening or not, but I called him. I said, hey, listen to the show. Yeah, he saw, I asked him about that Alpha Male, you know, and he just says that the Alpha Male, you know, is coming from north, and he thinks that this Alpha Male is coming down and hanging out with all the, what is it, the skunk ape down there.
Ernie, this is Bigfoot Live Radio Show. Should we call this guy and bring him on?
Maybe. He might even be listening.
Look at
his number.
God.
Is he there?
I can hear Bigfoot. And you, Rocky, and Doyle, and Rob. Rob, we know you got to go to sleep, baby. It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to turn the music up for you just so you can sleep a little bit.
Oh, my God. The hell are you listening to now?
So this is the Bigfoot Live. We're going to crank call everybody we can show tonight. So hang on for one second. I'm going to bring Jeff from Watcha Blah 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 Florida. Hold on, folks.
Lord.
Good morning.
Your wake up call.
We're bringing him in. Let me find him. There he is.
Yeah, I'm like.
Is this Jeff in Florida?
Yeah.
Jeff, this is Bigfoot Live Radio, and you're on the air. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. I'm ready to go to bed.
Well, you know, down here in Florida, we want to talk Bigfoot. Tell us your Bigfoot story, Jeff.
Well, what do you want to know?
Everything. Okay, guys, what do we want to know, guys?
I want to know about the Alpha Male.
Hey, ask me questions and I'll answer them somewhat.
You got it. So, caller from Arkansas, what do you got for Jeff?
Well, yes, sir.
I deal with Bigfoot
in all sizes.
I'm sorry?
He says he's got 17 of them. And a big Alpha Male.
Well,
I'm here.
Wow.
Pictures?
Well, he's been.
What are you asking?
One at a time, folks. Yes, there are so many people on the line want to talk to you about Bigfoot right now. So I'm going to take them one at a time. Let's go with the Swede from Arkansas. What's your question for Jeff, Swede?
I was just wondering about if you had 17 of them there, did you get like a big, massive hose down of scent? Can you describe what you smelled?
Oh, you won't. I can't describe the smell. Oh, good Lord. Makes a skunk smell like a bunny rabbit. It really has a distinctive odor. And I can't put it into words what it smells like. But
I got you.
They are, how do you put it? You don't want to be around it. That's for sure. I ran into it twice last year. And no, I don't want to be around now. And it stunk so bad. I don't know what to call it. I really can't put the blend together to make a Russ people with Small White. You know, Skunk Ape down here is basically Skunk Ape. And what they do, they let it off when they're deterred. So in other words, when, let's say they're by a river bridge or something like that, and all of a sudden they're being erupted, they will let that stink off. And it goes through their skin glands. And it erupts.
So you're not thinking it's just environmental stuff on the hair or like a wet dog or something. You think it's a gland.
And you drive through it. You know, of course, I had a four-wheel drive with mud tires on it. And I came up on it. And it went off twice.
Wow.
So I've been attacked twice, too. So don't get me wrong. There's many a time if I've dealt with Bigfoot, you know, they're pretty calm. They don't really bother you. They don't show stink and this, that, and the other. They don't do that unless they have to. And, you know, for doing this for 43 years.
Wow.
Know quite a bit.
Jeff, we got a caller from Kentucky that has a question for you. Will you take it?
Well, what?
Kentucky, you got Jeff with the Bigfoot guy down in Florida. What's your question, Kentucky?
I still don't understand. You broke up.
Doyle, down in Kentucky, what's your question for Jeff in Florida?
Well, Florida is loaded with Bigfoot. The bottom line is, where I live and where I research is on my property. Okay? They're being chased out by a mining company called Mosaic.
Uh-huh.
And what's happening is they're coming through the woods and they're coming over to my area, which is fine. I don't have a problem with that. But hunt and
We have a caller down in Washington that says, have you heard this before? Says that was a Bigfoot in the mountains down in Ape Canyon in Washington.
We're not on radio, are we?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Power in Washington.
Bigfoot does this thing. I know where they bury him. I know where they squat.
A lot of people don't know that.
And
really?
I know cryptozoologists that don't know this.
Really? Hey, Jeff.
And I'm not going
to talk. One second while we go to our commercial break.
Look at my little secret. I'm not going to tell you either. But, Bigfoot's an amazing mineral. They're an animal. They're not a primate.
13%foot.com, where you can find everything.
You got to understand
all
that.
Day, all night, all live.
To a certain degree, they're more humanoid than they are primate. They understand they have a large brain, and they know.
Rocky, you got any questions?
Call out like a primate
to a degree. And
we've got callers.
They need to know.
Yeah, we've got
more.
All over the place.
So that's
right
why
now.
They come up to your window and stare at your window and look at you.
Still there, Jeff?
That freaks a lot of people out.
You're still there. But have you ever, Rocky,
I'm talking to a person right now in North Carolina that
I hear you.
Has a picture of it doing this, coming up to her house. And
you got any questions, Rocky?
Go ahead,
okay.
Rocky. What's your question, Jeff?
Has he got any kind of photographs or any hair samples, anything like that?
Jeff, that's me, Jeff.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not hearing anything. Do you?
Crickets.
You have hair samples. You have pictures.
Well, folks, we just wanted to say thanks, Jeff, for everything. We're glad that we had you on this evening on the Bigfoot Live Radio Show. We're going to a live commercial where we're going to hear Bigfoot talk tonight.
That's the one.
That's that.
Number one.
What is it?
Yeah. Yeah, baby.
Did I hear him say who brought you?
A little Bigfoot incantation for you folks. That Rocky down in our
hey,
off, wasn't that crazy and interesting what Jeff was saying?
I thought I heard something holler, who brought you?
Who brought you?
I mean, honestly, if I was in the woods, if I heard something coming out like that, it would be definitely the safety would be off.
Wow. You know,
there's no doubt.
I've her on my prey. Each night,
that's kind
I
of
my prayers. You know, I miss Doyle. I miss Rocky. I miss the Swede. You can check Swede out in our new movie, Brutal Bigfoot. Folks, if you haven't noticed, he's a security FBI agent and he's Bigfoot in our new movie. Something you don't know, but you heard now. I miss Ernie, who is a buddy of mine. You still with us, Ernie?
I'm here.
Outstanding, man. You know,
I'm
folks,
hanging.
You're thinking to yourself, what's going on? Is this a Bigfoot Live Radio show or what? You know, folks, sometimes we just got to change it up a little bit. And tonight, we changed it up. And for the next 8 minutes, we're going to have a great time. You can hang with us and listen, deal with us, or just tune us out. We don't care. Because guess what? Blog Talk Radio, baby.
Hey, TJ.
I want to hear the craziest shit you've ever said on the show right now.
TJ, I got to tell you, the movie was awesome. The making the movie was awesome.
And I know I rough Rob up, but when we were over there, whenever I was putting that, getting into that Bigfoot suit, if I had not had Rob Price to help me at that point in time, I'm not sure if I could have got it done. Because he was a great help.
I believe
that was a heck of an experience.
Couldn't reach the zipper.
Well,
it was a trip, too.
It was
I remember,
when you were
bringing it out, when you was taking the suit off, you lost 35 pounds.
Yeah, I did.
I did.
It was roasting hot, and he was in that costume. And, of course, now we wasn't making fun. We were.
It was all good. That was good stuff.
Wow. Rob Price, do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Rob, I got to tell you, you saved me that day, man. I thought I was going to pass out before we got that damn thing off. I was like, take it off your head, man. Take it off your head. I did lose some weight that day. Boy.
Yeah, it was hot. It was very hot.
It was a lot of fun, though, wasn't it?
That was a lot of fun when we were doing that too.
It was a lot of fun. It was a good
folks,
good stuff.
You need to check out the movie.
It's good entertainment.
What's the movie called, Rocky?
Brutal Bigfoot.
Yeah, Brutal Bigfoot. Mutations and Mutilations.
Rocky Slavin, the Swede as Bigfoot, coming to an Amazon TV show. Oh, check it out, folks. Go to Amazon and watch it. It's there for you. Absolutely free.
Wow.
Brutal Bigfoot. Mutilations and Mutations.
Mutilations and Mutations.
I just hate the final edit they cut out the gag reel.
Yeah. Well,
everybody
hold on. What was in the gag reel, Rob?
So you're telling me the thing had tits?
No, you said big tits.
Oh no.
Big tits.
You said big ones.
Man, that was good times, man. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
Got it. I have got 2.5 years ago, guys. That's how long it takes for the movie out, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
I got a lot of phone calls.
The work starts.
I got a lot of phone calls. Said, "Hey, dude, I just saw you on TV." I said, "What?" They said, "Yeah, the Bigfoot movie." And the one guy said, "Man, you were such a goob."
Oh my goodness!
Oh, wow.
You know, folks,
you
we
know,
do
acting
this because
is tough.
We love it. Yeah, acting is tough, but we do this because we love it, because we enjoy ourselves, and we're so glad you hear us and listen to it. Hey, we're on Amazon Prime, Bigfoot Live, Mutations. What's it called, Rocky?
Mutations and Mutilations.
Ooh.
That's it, folks, and we're there
for
you. Anytime you want to push a button, you can laugh. You can cry. You can
turn it off.
You can enjoy life. But that's
just
the way
enjoy it.
You can put a face to the name, but just remember that there's me behind the fur.
There you go. And he's the big guy that goes, "What are you guys doing here? I'm with the government."
You got to remember, TJ, Vominos. Remember, Rob, Vominos, get out of here.
Oh, yeah. Rob's like, we were driving away around. Let's pull the gun. Let's go shoot that mother effing.
It was fun.
Perpetuity.
Hey,
go ahead, Doyle.
I hear Doyle.
Yeah. You guys are stingy with your damn film projects, but the only thing I ever got was YouTube with me and TJ Biscardi and eating goddamn rattlesnakes and shit like that on the damn trail. Hey.
No, we ate water moccasins.
Water moccasins.
Yep.
It's like chicken.
No,
no, it's like white meat.
No.
I know it doesn't.
Like
I know. No, I know it don't.
You know, Ernie, we're all going to have to come out and see you, brother, just to bust your balls. Actually, Ernie's getting on the road, folks. Ernie's bringing his museum across country. So you're going to have to, like, listen on the show because Ernie's going to drive cross country with his museum and visit everybody and everything. And if you want him to stop somewhere and teach you about mud fossils, he will. Isn't that right, Ernie?
I sure as heck will. That's the plan. That's the plan.
Well,
that's your cue, Ernie. Advertising. Go ahead, Ernie.
That's my plan. I got my truck today. I'm putting my Bigfoot in my truck. And that's it. We're off. You know, we're going to stop, try to stop it as many Bigfoot. I got Bigfoot on the mind. As many mud fossil places, people that have found amazing things, that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to stop. We're going to try to document it and see where it goes.
Cool.
And Marco, get better, man.
Ernie, you suck at selling yourself, brother. You horrible, man.
Hey, you know.
Let me do it for you. Let me do it for you, folks. Oh, wow. Folks, we want to thank you for joining the Bigfoot Live Radio Show on our comedic, off-the-cuff. We're hoping Marco Bill is doing well show tonight. I want to thank Jeff in Florida, Ernie in Washington, the Swede and Rocky down in Arkansas, and Doyle in Kentucky. And let's not forget, my brother from another mother with a big giant head, Rob Price, also from Alabama. Folks, we love you. We'll see you next week. Come see us.
Shop at the Bigfoot store.
And get you some cool shirts.
Hats.
Belt buckles.
Belt buckles. Coffee cups.
And don't forget the jacket. It's going to be winter soon.
Hey,
Rob.
Rob, guys.
We love you, folks.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live Radio Show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legends, tales, and facts. Put them together.